Startup Nation on WJR. Here's Jeff and Dan.
All right, welcome back to Startup Nation Radio. Today, focused on franchising as a business model. Is it right for you or not? We're already learning a lot. More to come. We've got great guests on the show who are sharing their own experience of being a franchisee, how it's worked for them, and obviously it's worked really well. 15 stores in 6 years.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Wow.
Dan, right before we went to the break, you started to make a statement. You were about to get to a question. I want to make sure we get it in.
Yeah, Brian and Laura Reef from Planet Fitness, 15 franchisees. We talked about working within the system that Planet Fitness gives you. But within that system, there's an incredible amount of flexibility and freedom to innovate and freedom to work your business model within that. Can you speak to that in terms of what you can do and what you've done to be successful?
Sure. I think what it boils down to is once you start opening multiple locations, and I think one of the goals that Laura and I talked about early on was you're not just developing a store or a club, you're developing a business. And with that business, you've got employees, and you've got all of these different functional areas, and we need to run it like a business, not just one store. And within that, as Laura said earlier, there's a lot of things that we can do from a human resources perspective, and how do we want to grow that business? And Laura does a lot of that on a day-to-day basis in terms of training employees and training staff, working with HR issues. We now have what we would consider a back office, as opposed to 3 or 4 years ago, it was Laura and I sitting in an office in the house.
It's funny, when Rich and I got started in business, my brother and I, a while ago, it used to be, I'm not going to say this, the idea was we were going to have an office in our house. But
yeah.
But the reality is, we lived in our office.
Right.
You know, it was really. I mean, that was the reality. So we, you know, it's a great concept. When you're just getting started, it really
is.
It's 24/7.
It's a good concept in theory,
yeah.
Just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Right. Incredible. So, well, Dan was saying that, you know, there is some creativity. You've mentioned in terms of empowering your team, managing people. You know, that really is, that's pure entrepreneurship, whether it's a franchise or not. Those are still skill sets that you need to bring to the table. And you're doing that effectively. There are certain ways, though, and I do want to make it clear, there are certain ways that you are boxed in. I mean, you have to present the brand certain ways and the
Correct.
Brand values.
Correct.
You've got to tell us some other things that people who are thinking about, you know, is franchising right for me? If you're the real creative type,
it's probably not going to work.
Okay, tell us why. Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, I mean, I think there are a couple of things. I can only speak for myself. I remember, you know, in my early 20s, you know, you always have that boss or have had bosses where you think to yourself, I could do it better if this company only did it this way. And then when you get to be the boss, you kind of see things through a different lens. It's a different point of view. And now, I mean, I think, you know, part of with a franchise, somebody's created it for me. You know, can I still question their decisions? I could, but it doesn't do me any good.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They figured it out.
Right.
They figured out a way to be successful. And yeah. I'm going to do what I can to follow in that success. Now, in terms of, you know, Brian and I tweaking things, I mean, it comes more from an operational point of view. So I think when you have 15 clubs or 16 clubs or however many we decide to have, there are certain situations that might occur. There are different policies that might need to be tweaked just so that it makes sense for us, mm-hmm. so that everything is uniform and standardized. We talk a lot about consistency, trying to make things consistent across mm-hmm. the board, mm-hmm. because that's what makes the brand, and not just, you know, kind of a one-off or...
Yeah. And I think the... with anything, it's customer service,
mm-hmm.
and
it is the franchise. It comes back to that.
The franchisor can only do so much as it relates to the people that are working for you. They're going to respond to how to us, and I think that's first and foremost today. Yeah. The success of any business out there, whether it's a franchise or not, boils down to good customer service.
It really does. Absolutely. It really does.
Brian and Laura, we talked earlier about the success rate of franchisees. The Department of Commerce, 96% of franchise business owners survive their first fiscal year. Why doesn't everybody do a franchise? I mean, what are people waiting for? Is there any risk? Is that number, in your experience, is that 96% a correct number?
I think that there's still a lot of risk. I don't think it's for the faint of heart, even with those kind of numbers.
When you put your money on the line, when you put that $25,000 on the line to buy your franchise, you are putting your capital at risk.
And then some.
And then
and
some.
The house and the cars.
Well,
and
there's opportunity cost instead of doing something on your own or something else.
Absolutely. Right. But in order to go out and get a loan to build that first franchise, it's not just the upfront franchise fee.
So take us back to when you opened your first one. Take us to that place where you put your money on the line. You said it's worth the risk. How did you come to that conclusion?
It was looking at the model, and I think what appealed to us was Planet Fitness is in the gym business, despite saying we're not a gym. But their target audience, they were the founders of Planet Fitness were the first ones to look at the space in its entirety and wanted to understand why was it that only about 15% of the population belonged to a gym, and went out and really did their research in terms of how do we go after the 80 or 85% that don't belong to a gym. And what you see today in their business model is a function of taking, you know, these statistics and looking at how do I go after a much bigger piece of the pie and cater to that. I think with any franchise, those are the things that you want to look for. And that's really what tipped the scales for us. It wasn't, this is a gym. In fact, I think if you ask them, historically, Planet Fitness hasn't had as much success with conversions from old gyms because it's very difficult to get them to break habits, old habits. And we're such a unique model that's really what tipped the scales for us.
Okay, interesting. And I know we're itching to ask more questions. I've got one. I got it ready to go, and I know you do too. But we also have a question from a caller. Let's go to Steven. Steven, welcome to Startup Nation Radio. Got a question for our guests?
Yeah, thank you very much. So it makes sense to me that there are benefits to doing a franchise and everything you've talked about, but one thing I've always wondered is if those benefits are stronger in the beginning of starting that business when it's a little bit more risky, you haven't been doing it for a while. But now that you have several, you two specifically have several stores open, do you feel handcuffed a little bit as maybe more local customers have specific wants or needs and you have to stay in line with the brand or you're not allowed to step outside the franchisee agreement?
That's an excellent question. Steven, thank you for asking it. Thanks for calling in to Startup Nation. So have you, what do you think? Have you ever looked back and...
I think that we're in it, and when we signed that area development agreement, we committed to open X number of units with the franchisor. As you grow, I think there's always a tendency when you're looking at things to want to appeal to more people. But I think what the danger in that is you can't be everything to everybody. And so I think that's where we fall back on this is the right model. They've tested everything. And we continue to test things too. The franchisor has obviously a lot more wherewithal to test things and then roll it out to the nation as a whole. You agree?
Yes, I agree. Yeah, no, I think they've done that, and I think the franchisor has also taken steps, again, kind of talking about what Brian said, not being, you know, all things to all people. There's still opportunity to change things, to keep things new and exciting, and I think that's what we like about the business as well, is that, you know, we've formulated partnerships, or corporate has formulated partnership with The Biggest Loser, huge TV show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Something we couldn't do as little guys on the block.
And so that's part of the value.
Part of the value. And that's continued throughout
So to the essence of the caller's question about, you know, does the most of the value come in the beginning? Obviously, a lot of value comes in the beginning.
Sure.
That's how you're going to start a business.
Sure.
But you don't feel that you're not getting value now and you're just working. You know, sometimes you hear from franchisees, now I'm just working for the, I wish I could get rid of them and go off on my own because now they've helped me get started. I'm down the road. I don't need them anymore. You don't feel that way.
No, definitely not. I think, you know, also part of being a franchisee is you're continually learning. I know that I'm personally continuing, always, you know, learning something new every day. I, you know, have contacts at corporate that I can reach out to and talk to and, you know, kind of collaborate about, you know, what would be really helpful. It would be helpful if you guys could provide us with this, you know.
Yeah.
And they're open to it, which is nice, too.
That brings up an interesting point. You do have, you know, you're connected to the franchisor and you're able to have some dialogue about all that. Well, listen, we're going to learn some more, Dan. I've got questions. You've got questions. I know our guests have the answers here on Startup Nation Radio. We're going to go out to a quick break, and we're going to come back with more on franchising in just a minute. Stick with us.